Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to look at some great rivalries as we preview the weekend sport. I'm joined by Colm Bouygues, broadcaster with Off the Ball. Colm, good morning.
Hiya, Pat.
So let's talk about the Premier League's return.
Yeah, so the big one is on Sunday at 4:30, Anfield. My favourite fixture, I would say, in Premier League history, Pat, Liverpool versus Manchester United. You might remember last season, in the early days of Ruben Amorim, this finished 2-2, apiece at Anfield in January.
And Liverpool have been stuttering in recent weeks.
An unprecedented 3 defeats in a row under Arne Slot, the last of which was away to Chelsea. So maybe the 2-week break did them well. Maybe it didn't. We'll find out this weekend. For Manchester United, Pat, the last time they won 2-0 against Sunderland. The week before that, they lost to Keith Andrews' Brentford 3-1. Mm. We thought it was the end then. They come back and they win. What do you make of this United side? I don't know, but Jim Ratcliffe said that Ruben Amorim has 3 years to be a great manager.
Very generous, I thought.
Very generous. I don't know how much it will mean if they continue to lose games.
Any other fixtures in the Premier League that you'd like to note?
Yeah, so we have Nottingham Forest against Chelsea tomorrow lunchtime, 12:30. So that is Ange Postecoglou at Forest, and it's just not working out, Pat. No. If you look at his statistics in his early days at Forest and last season at Spurs, he's only beaten Southampton, the doomed Southampton last season, in his last 20-odd Premier League games. And they entertained Chelsea, who under Enzo Maresca have the component parts of a title-challenging side. I don't know if they have the consistency. And then elsewhere, Manchester City play Everton at 3 o'clock tomorrow at the Etihad. And then a London derby tomorrow evening, Fulham against Arsenal. Keith Andrews, Brentford, by the way, in action Monday night. They go to West Ham. Spurs against Aston Villa on Sunday as well.
Now, meantime, Rovers have another chance.
They do indeed. So it could be third time lucky tonight for Stephen Bradley Shamrock Rovers to regain the League of Ireland Premier Division title. It'll be 5 and 6 years if they do so. They go to Stephen Kenny's St. Patrick's Athletic. All games tonight kicking off at 7:45. So if Rovers don't do it themselves, Pat, there is an opportunity for them to win the league indirectly. If Derry don't win down in Waterford, they will be crowned champions. It's an inevitability. It's a matter of time. Yeah. But twice now, they haven't won it. When Derry got a 94th minute winner against Sligo, just before Rovers played the FAI Cup semi-final against Kerry, and then Rovers themselves lost at home to Shells last week. So it could be third time lucky.
Now, we saw Leinster kickstart their campaign last week. Maybe this is not the fixture that they would like as the one to continue the trend.
Well, that is a very interesting way to put it, I would say, because Munster beat Edinburgh last week, as we talked about on Monday, but they were incredibly lucky.
Yeah.
So I would say, okay, Leinster won their first game last weekend this season, and they won very comfortably. So maybe it's a good momentum shifter for them that they're actually playing Munster.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
So now, who are 100% on paper under the new boy Clayton McMillan, but they are far from 100% when it comes to performance. And McMillan has made some interesting shouts for tomorrow's game in his selection. For instance, John Klein is on the bench. Alex Nankivell, the centre, is on the bench. Gavin Coombs is on the bench. So they've brought in Dan Kelly to partner Tom Farrell in the centre. Edwin Adogbo, Pat, who I mentioned on Monday, played his first minutes since December 2023, coming on against Edinburgh last Friday. He starts against Leinster at Croke Park. So there's some brave calls here by McMillan.
Okay, and all the provinces are actually in action. Ulster are in South Africa.
Yeah, so they're travelling to the Sharks tomorrow, 3 o'clock. That kicks off Irish time. And then tonight you have Connacht entertaining the Bulls. That's a 7:45 p.m. start. So Ulster and Connacht season slightly interrupted with Storm Amy 2 weeks ago. So they've only played 2 games each so far. This will be their third. Of course, Stuart Lancaster, the new man in at Connacht, it's 1 win and 1 defeat. So they'll want retribution there. Ulster have been far more positive in their 2 games so far.
But going to South Africa, not easy.
Not easy, as Leinster proved earlier this season by losing their first two games of the campaign.
Now, other sport, I mean, thin enough pickings, I suppose. We've got Shane Lowry, last I heard, leading.
Yeah, he's tied second now at the DP World India Championship. So Tommy Fleetwood, his Ryder Cup buddy, is out in front now and 12 under. He's the sole leader. Lowry is joint second with Harman, so they're both on 11 under. Rory McIlroy is tied 28th on 4 under. I'm just seeing now, so Lowry's finished his round, so he finished 3 under today, 11 under in total, and McIlroy is about to go on to the 9th tee box.
Okay, and Lowry says this particular course suits him. It suits his game.
It absolutely does, yeah. And it's weird because individually he's been very frustrated in recent months, Pat, but of course, collectively, he had the moment of his life in the Ryder Cup.
And finally, if you want some Sunday night sport, you're going to go to Austin in Texas for the American Grand Prix.
Yeah, so you have the United States Grand Prix starting at 8 o'clock on Sunday night, like you said. It's the second race in succession that is going to be a heat hazard. We talked about this in Singapore as well. Same rules apply for this event in America. But there's been a bit of a tasty kind of back and forth between certain drivers at the moment, which kind of does add a bit of interest that is much needed to the Formula One this year. Because I don't know about you, I know you're mad into it. It passed us by and off the ball completely.
Yeah,
well, we don't find ourselves covering it at all. We find ourselves mentioning it in passing. But we haven't gone into detail in it at all.
I mean, there's no refueling anymore.
Yeah.
So you've got tyres and pit stops. That's about all the drama you get, unless there's a prang of some kind. So it has become a bit boring.
Are you you're disappointed with it?
Yeah, I think it was a suggestion from David Kennedy years ago that they should, instead of creating chicanes, they should create wider spaces
to
give more passing opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would make it more exciting.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the straight, for example, in the Hungaro Ring, you know, it becomes quite epic going into that first. Anyway, that's for another day. Colm, thank you very much for joining us. Now, still...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.